Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it was a pleasure to be here. Well, I was there. I was hoping to come in, but unfortunately, it didn't work out. And so we're doing the old Zoom aspect. Now, can I click this thing off? Got it? I can click this off here. One second. It says something. Got it. Blocks my screen. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And all right. So actually, we're still very much involved in Harabayit. A lot of things are moving forward. Just mentioning to Leslie that as far as going up there, we already broke 35,000 this year. It's a record breaker, and we're hoping to break 50,000 before Hashanah. And we know that Kimitzion Tetzei Torah, that always have to have Torah involved. So it's very important that we get involved in the halachos of the Harabayit. And it's been pretty much uncharted territory. Very little has been written on it. We're in a very early stage of putting things together. And a lot of things, as I got involved more and more, a lot of things I learned at the beginning came out to be not true. Because as you go into it more and more, you get clarification. And so we're going to try to get some clarification here. Okay, so we're going to start off with a little bit types of tumah. And that's Masechtas Kelim, if you have the Marma Koma sent out. And if you go through, it's pretty straightforward. Mishnah says, Avos HaTumah, it names them, Asheret, Shechazera, Tamar Meis. And then you have Halacha Beis, L'malamehem, next level up is Nevela, Mechatos, Yeshbem, Kedeh Hazoya, that's Beis. And Gimel comes a little bit more of our concern. Gimel comes L'malamehem, above those that mention, comes Baal Nida, a person lives with the Nida, Shehu Matame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. Person's Baal Nida, his Tumah is a higher form of Tumah because it is Matame, the lower mattress as a top mattress. If a person's Baal Nida and he lays on 10 mattresses, so all 10 come Tumah, even though he didn't touch the one from eight down. It doesn't matter. He's laying on top, you'll come Tumah. Lamala Mehen, above that is Zavo Shel Zav, the floor of a Zav. Veruko, Veshich Vazaro, and his spit, and his Shich Vazaro, Meiraglov, and his urine. Vedamanida, Damnida, Shehem Matamin, these are Matame, Bamago Vamaso. These are Matame by touching and even lifting. With that, no, you don't have to even touch it, but you just lift it. So that's a higher level. And Lamala Mehen, above that is Merkav. Merkav is the riding the riding object that he uses. Say we have a car that had a horse and wagon. So what does it mean? Shehu Matame Tachas Evin Mesama. That is Matame under an Evin Mesama. So Evin Mesama is a very big stone. So it means is that if you have that, and remember, stone is not makabel tumah. So that means if you have a big stone on a wagon or on a truck or on a car, and a zav sits on it, so it's matamah the wagon, even though he's not touching the wagon, even though he's sitting on something that interposes between him and the wagon, and it's not makabel tumah. Nevertheless, that's called the case of Evin Mesama. So Zav is Matama, the Merkav through Evin Mesama. Lamal Merkav, above that is Mishkav, the bed, Sheshev Amago, Lamaso, Lamal Mishkav, Hazav, yeah, so the Zav is higher than the Mishkav, Shazav Osa Mishkav, Zav Kameka Mishkav, the A Mishkav Osa Mishkav. So the Zav sits or lies on a bed, even with Evin Mesama. The object comes Tame, but the bed can't make another bed, or the wagon can't make another wagon. So Zav is higher than that, because Zav keeps on going, keeps being Metamen more and more. Okay, yeah, then you have Mishnah Dalet, Lamalim Zav. Okay, but I think that's all we really need. So from, you actually do a little bit next Mishnah here. You go to Metzora, more as higher as Metamen. If a Metzora walks into a house, the house comes Tameh, so which Zav is not so. So Zav is higher than that. And then you have Hames, that's a deceased. Shumatama Ba'al, a mace, Matama Ba'al, you're under a tree, it was a mace, it's Tame. Mashenkin, Mashenkul Matamem. So these are chumras that the other ones aren't. So this is the hierarchy, this is the basic hierarchy of, this is the basic hierarchy of Tuma. And for our concern, we're really interested in Zav at this point. And the Zav, the Mishnah says, is Matama, even Evan Masama. And that's the chumra of a Zav. Okay. So, yes, that seems to be pretty straightforward, but in the Gemara in Pesachim, we come up with another form of stringency, a hierarchy of Tumah that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. We'll come to it in a minute, but that's known as Tumah Yotzei Lav Migufo, that the body produces the two types of tuma. We'll see in a minute. One type is the tuma is from the outside, like a mace. The mace imposes tuma on the individual. That's one type, or sheretz, or the vela. And the other type is the person himself is the source of the tuma, like a zav. He's the source of the tuma. Or nida, she's the source of the tuma. And that we'll soon see comes under the category Tuma Yetziv Lav Migufo, that the Tuma comes from the guf. So now let's look at that. Let's look at that. So to understand that, we have to go to the Gemara in Pesachim. Gemara in Pesachim. I gotta get a drink of water. My throat's getting a little dry. Give me 1 second. I'll get a drink of water. I should have brought it earlier. Okay, so if we go to the Gemara on Psachim, on Daf Samach Zayin, Amar Aleph, so the Gemara is going through the different areas that a person with tumah can enter. Now remember, the Har HaBayis follows the structure of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the original model, and the Har HaBayis follows that. So that means in the center is the Mishkan, which is the Azara. Azara is in the center, well, not necessarily center physically, but is looked at as the main center. And then after the Mishkan was Machne Levia. So outside the Azara, and the Har HaBayis is Machne Levia. So once you leave the Azara, is Machne Levia. And then outside Machne Levia is Machne Yisrael, which is Eir David. Now, Eir David doesn't mean Yerushalayim. It means the city that was proclaimed by David HaMelech and later was extended. There's a whole procedure how you could extend it. But so those are the three categories that we follow today. You have the Azara, which is the Mishkan. Then you have outside, which is Machne Levia. And then you have Machne Israel, which is Eir David. And then, of course, outside of Eir David is outside all the perimeters. So the Gemara is now trying to explain how we know different steps are prohibited in different places. So our interest is really Reb Shimon's Shita, Reb Yehuda Gan, his Shita, and our interest is Reb Shimon's Shita. So now, so if you have the Gemara on Samar Zayin Amar Aleph, so it's at least in the Gemara I have over here, it's two lines above the wide lines. It says Reb Shimon Omei Notzarach. He says you don't need the whole drasha. Reb Yehuda, Yehuda has his drasha, says you don't need it. Why? Hareyu Omer, because the pasuk says Vishalchu min amachane kol tzirua. Yeah, so that was the pasuk that you had in Naso. You had the pasuk in Naso, which I think you guys did it 2 weeks ago. One second, I get my chumash out. So you have the pasuk in Naso, and if you go to Naso Perikhei, Pasuk Beis, it says, Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, Yishalchu min ha-machaneh, you shall send out from the machaneh, called Tzeruah, everyone's a Metzorah, a whole Zav, and every Zav, a whole Tomei Lenefesh, and every person who's Tomei in contact with a dead person. Now, actually, if you look at Rashi, right here on the spot, Rashi explains it very well, like we just said, Yishalchu min ha-machaneh, Rashi, Shlosh Machaneh saw you. There are three camps. And Rashi explains, Toch HaKloim, in the hangings, in the curtains, Machane Shechina, right? Chanias HaLevim Saviv, outside that was Levim. Kamo Shemafosh B'Masinai, he Machane Leviyah. Misham V'atzof Machane HaDegom Avaruchos, who Machane Yisrael. Yeah, so Rashi actually told us, we'll see, HaTzeruah Nishlach Chutz, L'Kulan, a person tries to go out, all of them. That means a person be matzor today has to go outside Eir David. Okay. Hazov mutu b'machne Yisrael. Hazov can go on machne Yisrael. So Hazov can go in Eir David. Right. Mushuch menashtayim. But Hazov goes out of two. Hazov can't go in the Azara and can't go in the Harabayas. Harabayas is machne Leviyah. But Tamla Nefesh mutu af b'shel Leviyah. A person who's Tamla Nefesh is mutter to go machne leviyah. That means a person is tamal nefesh today, wol tamei nefesh. So we can go in Arabayis. We can't go in the Azara. We can go in Arabayis, right? But ain't a mashach el mishal shechina. You only get out from outside the shechina. So I mean that's clear. No, there's really, we'll see. There's no one that argues on this point. A person is tamei meis, can go up to the Arabayis, but can't go in the Azara. It's a Gemara, we'll see, it's a Gemara here, it's a Mishnah, it's Rashi, it's the Rambam. There's no one that argues on that. Tamei Meis can go in Machne Leviyah. Machne Leviyah is up to the Azara. So anybody that says that a person can't go to the Habayis today, it's fake news. Fake, false news. You can, but you have to get rid of the problem, we'll see, of Zav or Nida, which is basically Tvila, we'll get, and that's the point we're driving at. So the Agamara is, Rashi's based on Agamara. So let's go back to Agamara. So Agamara says that this Rav Shimon's Drasha. He says, Hareo Omer says, Vishalchu min ha-machane, that's the pasuk we did now. You send out from the machane called Tzeruah, b'chol zav, b'chol tamar nefesh, that's the pasuk we did now. So he says, V'yayimu tamei neis. So let it say Tomei Meis. Why did it have to say all three? Let it say Tomei Meis. Can't go in any of the machanos. V'al Yoma Tomei Zav. You have to say Tomei Zav. If a Tomei Meis can't go in the Arabayis, then a Zav can't go, of course. Fani Yoma. Tomei Meis in Mishtalchim. If you send out a Tomei Meis, Zav lo Kolshkein. So Rav Shimon's drush is, that why did the Torah have to enumerate all these cases? She said Tamei Nefesh. And for Tamei Nefesh can't go in the Machne Leviyah, certainly Zav can't go, because the Zav's on a higher level. Yeah, so Lama Nema Zav. So why does it say Zav? Mikte Lo Machne Shnia. So why does it say Zav? So it's just like this. It says Tamei Meis, you don't need Zav. So why does it say to me, why does it say Zav? It says to me, Zav, to tell us that no, a Zav is sent out of two camps. A Zav can't be a Machne Leviyah. So that means a Tamei Meis can't be Machne Shechina. But a Zav certainly cannot be a Machne Shechina. But the fact that the Zav is mentioned, it tells us that a Zav is kicked out of Machne Leviyah. So a Zav can't be a Machne Leviyah. So that's what the Pasuk's telling us. That's how we know a Zav, which includes a Nida, cannot be a Machne Leviyah. Oh, that's his drasha. So then he goes on to say, V'yom ezov, let's say zov, al yom etzori, you have to say metzora. V'ani omer, zovim mishtachon, if a zov can't be a Machne Leviyah, metzora lo koshkein, certainly metzora can't be, because we said metzora is a higher level. So loma nema metzora, why say metzora? Mitei machne shlishes. Oh, so it says metzora, tell us, of course you know it can't be in Machne Levia. But it says Matzah, it also can't be in Machne Shlishas, can't be near David. So that's how we know Kshom Abadad Yeshiv. Okay, Nidra Glasei. We don't need that Nidra Glasei. That means you don't get Malkus. Okay. So Rab Shimon's drasha is that why the Torah enumerate all three cases, Mitzvah Zov and Tamei Nefesh. If it would have said Tamei Nefesh, of course you know the other one. The other one is more Machmer. A Zov is more Machmer. We did in the Mishnah. A Zov is more Machmer than Tamei Mace. And Mitzvah is more Machmer than that. Yeah, so why is it all three? So therefore it must be that a Tamei Mace is only us in Machne Shkin and the Azara, and is not kicked out of Machne Levia, and a Zov is kicked out of Machne Levia. So a Zov can't be in Machne Levia. And why does it say Mitzara? Because the Mitzara certainly can be Machne Levia, to tell us that Mitzara is kicked out of Machne Israel, can't be near David. So that's how we learn. That's how he learns all three categories. That's how he learns all three categories. The fact that the Torah lists all three, it's telling us that each one has its own category where it's prohibited to go. Tamei Meis can't be Machne Shechina, which is the Azara today. Zav can't be Machne Levi, which is the Arabayas. And Mitzvah can't even be near David. That's how he learns all three. Okay? All right? Okay? So if we're good with that, we go on. So now the Gemara says, "What? Let's be clear. My Chumra de Zav. What is the Chumra of the Zav? Why is Zav more Machme than Tamei Meis? Be Tamei Meis." So Gemara says, Shekain Tuma, Yetzel love me gufo. Because Tuma, Azav, more machmer than Tumay Mace. Why? Because Azav has a chumra, Tuma, Yotes love me gufo. He's the source of the Issa. So Azav, the Gemara says, is the source of the Issa. And that's why we know that where Tumay Mace can't go, Azav certainly can't go. So Azav certainly can't go in the Azara. But not only cannot go in the Azara, but he can't even go in the Arabayas in Machne Levia. Why? Because his chumra is Tuma Yetzer Lav Migufo. So here we have this new entity. Now this new entity wasn't mentioned in the Mishnayos. When we did the Mishnayos, didn't say a word about Tuma Yetzer Lav Migufo. The chumra of Zav was Evan Masama. And now we got this new thing. Where did this pop up? And actually, just one second. I'll adjust the air conditioner one second. Hang on one second. So one second.
Rabbi.
New entity is Tuma
Yotze. Rabbi.
Yeah, hello.
You could a mace or a sheretz is a chefza. Is that what you're saying?
Sure, that was the first Mishnah. A mace is a high one. The first Mishnah was a sheretz.
No, but I'm saying those are chefzos as opposed to the zav who's a gavra. You keep saying the source of the tuma is from
a sheretz makes you tame. He emits his tuma to you. A zav emits his tuma to the bed, to what it would do, to people who touch him. A zav is the origin. A sheretz is the origin is outside, and it's contaminating you. Azav, you are contaminating others. You are the source.
Doesn't a mace contaminate other things besides a person?
A mace does, yeah. So a mace is not tumah yetzer lav migufo. Correct. A mace is not tumah yetzer lav migufo. That's correct.
I don't see the difference. I'm sorry.
What's that?
All right.
Okay. That's why a Zav is more on a higher level than a mace. Because a mace sends out its tumah to you. A mace is matama you, all right, a person. And Azav, you are the source of the tumah. It's Azav, the tumah is internally. You are internally causing the tumah. A mace is matamah you. A mace is matamah himself, of course, but that doesn't, we don't care. What do we care? It's we come in contact with the mace. So the mace will be matamah us. But the Zav, he is matamah others. He's matamah others.
So I'm saying the difference is that the mace is considered like a chefza and the Zav is considered like a gavra?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by a Zav is also a chefza. But as far as what tumah affects humans, dead people, doesn't matter, they're dead. But a tumah restricts human beings. So our relationship is how we got the tumah, right? Our relationship is how we got the tumah. Do we get the tumah from an outside source or do we get the tumah from an internal source? That's the whole difference. A mace doesn't move, right? Sheretz doesn't matter to the sheretz. But it all is how do we contract the tumah? Do we contract the tumah from an outside source or do we contract the tumah from an internal source? That's the difference.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay. So here we have the first, at least we have the concept of tumah yetzalav migufo. The tumah is, the human is the internal source of the tumah. It's like, you know, maybe we'll help you out more. You go for an x-ray, the radiation is coming from the outside. It's the rays come and hit you. But if you take a one of these, stress tests where they inject you with radioactive material, so you shoot out the radiation to the screen, and the screen, you are the source of the radiation. And that's why you take some of these tests. You can't stand their children because you are emitting the radiation. So where is the radiation coming from? From an outside source? Or you are the source? So that's basically the same idea. Where is the tumor coming from? An outside source? Or you are the source? So here the Gemara brings down this new type of tumor. This tumah yetzim magufo, that you are the source of the tumah. You are radiating out the tumah. That wasn't in the Mishnah. It wasn't in the Mishnah. So Tosis is concerned about that. And if you look in Tosis, I mean, it's a side point, but let's taste on the page. Tosis, who didn't have Yimotzi Lameyma? Could have said it's a Kematamba Mishkev Moshav. That's the Mishnah. It could have said Zav is more Machmed than a mace, because Zav is Matam Mishkev Moshav, or later on, Evan Masama. Tosfos didn't use it because it wanted to work on the other side of Kal Vachomer. Okay, fine. So Tosfos says the Mishnah didn't use it, and we didn't use the Mishnah because it doesn't fit in with the series of Kal Vachomers here, and it wanted to work. All right, good. So we're left that you have a choice. You could either say a Zav is more a higher level of tumah than tumah mace, either because of tumah yitzalav megufo, or you could say he's matama ever masama. Yeah, okay, but it is a little bit strange. It's a little bit strange why the Mishnah didn't mention it. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah. What do you think the Mishnah would mention? Okay, it's not the worst question. Okay, the Mishnah mentioned, you know, whatever it is. Okay. But this spins off a major question with the Rambam. It spins off a major question with the Rambam. The Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Zayin Halacha Tesvav. Look at the Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Zayin Halacha Tesvav. So what does the Rambam say? Yeah, the Rambam says, if you have it there, Tesvav, Harabayis Mekudesh Yemena, Harabayis Mokodesh Neyadavid, what's the word, Neyadavid? Harabayis Mokodesh Neyadavid. She'ein Zavim V'Zavos Nidos Yoldos Nichlos Nisham. Pezav, Anida, one gave birth, can't go there. U'mutu l'hachnis ha'meis atzma l'harabayis. Again, it's clear. You can bring the mace in harabayis. Certainly we are tamei mesim. You can bring the mace there. You can go there. You can go there. Correct. So again, I have no idea why people are saying can't go there. It's clear as could be. Tamei Mason can go there. It's a pasuk. It's a Mishnah. It's a Gemara. Absolutely no problem. It's again, it's fake news. Period. Okay. So this is what the Rambam says. But the question comes about that the Rambam left out Balkari. Why did the Rambam leave out Balkari? Yeah. So the Rambam, he only mentions who cannot go there. On the Harabayas, Zavim Zavos, Nidus Lulos, Niv Masal Nisham. They can go into, they cannot go into Machne Levia. They can, Tomei Meis could go into Machne Levia, but they cannot. Okay. But what about Balkari? Could Balkari go up there? If you compare it to the Rambam in Hilchos Truma, if you look at Rambam Hilchos Truma, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, let me get out Rambam Hilchos Truma Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. One second, Hilchos Truma Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. One second. Look at the Rambam Hilchos Truma Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. So the Rambam says, if you have it, Truma Schutz L'Aretz, correct. Paul Vikum with the Ram, the main Truma Schutz was Duabanas, no Truma in Chutz L'Aretz, Midraisa. Eina Asuru Bachila, it's only us, so Truma Schutz L'Aretz, only us in Achila, Lakoyin Shetum Yotov Megufo, right? Hain Bali Karayim, Valkari, Vizabam Vizabos, and Yuzulodos. You see, the Rambam mentioned by Truma. The Rambam mentioned it by Truma that a Baal Keri can't eat Truma, and he mentioned it together with Zavim Zavos Nizulodos, but he doesn't mention it here. He left out the whole concept of Tumi Eitz Megufo. Yeah. So there are those that want to say, again, a lot of pamphlets are written today. Again, it's uncharted territory. People are exploring different ideas, and we try to keep up with the ideas that are being spread out or being sent out to different groups. And some want to say that according to Rambam, Baal Keri can go on the Harabayas. He left it out, and he didn't leave it out by Truma. And Truma mentioned very clearly to Rishon Gufo. Here, Rambam doesn't mention it, so they want to say that according to the Rambam. About going to Rambam, you don't have to go to the mikvah. According to what these people are saying, and we'll see. We'll see that's wrong. But at least their point is that the Rambam left it out. So Rambam says only who cannot go on the higher bias is Zavim Zavos Yisrael Lodos. That's it. But didn't say Balkari. So Mashi Balkari is Mutter. Yeah. So that came a issue of discussion. And again, as I started getting into involved in the sugyas, you go a different shiur on it, and a lot of people were saying no, that a Baal Keri, it wasn't clear what the Rambam holds, but they were saying that we paskin a Baal Keri cannot go to our bias because too many to love me gufo. So and even till today, when people come to our bias and they take a class in it, if you listen to you hear the classes, and most of the people that I hear are saying that a Baal Keri cannot go up on our bias because it's too many to megufo. And whether Rambam left that lavdafka, a lot of people are not sure, but they say the minig, what they're saying is the minig why a Baal Keri cannot go up today because it's too many to megufo. And whether the Rambam accepted that or not, but that's accepted practice. So if you take any, before we go up to our bias, you want to take a little course in it, chances are the guy giving the course or the shiur in it will say that he'll make a list, Tumi Eitz Megufo, and that's why he can't go to Har Habayis. And he'll say that Rambam was Lavdafka, whatever it is. Okay. So that spun off the question. What does the Rambam hold by Baal Keri and Har Habayis? It's not there. So if you look at the Mishnah Lamelech, he was very concerned about it. Mishnah Lamelech was very, very concerned about this. And if you look at Mishnah Melech on Halacha Tesvav, he says, Din Zev Perakam of the Kalim. He says, this din of Zav and Zavos is in the first Mishnah in Kalim, in the first parak in Kalim, right? But he says, Ach lo yidati lomer lo hiska gan kein bal keri. Akasha. I don't know why the Rambam left out bal keri. I don't know why. Now he makes it very clear. The Rambam holds us, he'll show you why. Right. Shehu mishtaleach chutz lebeis machanos, kmo zav. Says it's clear that bal keri cannot go in two machnos. Two machnos means machna leviyah. Machna one is machna shrina, that's the azara. Machna two is machna leviyah tzahara bias. So the Mishnah says absolutely clear that a bal keri cannot go in the higher bias. Absolutely clear. And he says, I'll prove it to you. So it could isu psachum daf samach zayin. That's agamorim psachum. But he's talking about Gemara later on, which is on Samach Zayin Amabez. So if you turn to Samach Zayin Amabez, and the Gemara says, it's about two-thirds down the line, it says, I got about 11 lines up from the bottom. It says, Amamat, quoted earlier, we'll get to that soon. It says, Zav, the Pasuk, it says Zav, but it says, V'chol Zav. And every Zav, the Rabbos Balkari. That's Rimaba Balkari. So Gemara Dashins, the Pasuk says, Kol Tru of V'chol Zav. I mean, V'chol Zav. V'chol Zav is Marba Balkari. And it says, Mesaili Rab Yochanan. And this proves Rab Yochanan. Rab Yochanan, Mechilos Lolnes Kacho. Okay. The tunnels aren't Makadesh. There's no Kedusha in the tunnels of our bias. So if you walk in the tunnels of our bias, there's no Kedusha. The Kedusha is only above, on surface level and up. Okay, that's one thing. And Balkari, Mishnalech, Mishnei Machanos. And Rabbi Yochanan, Balkari, Shalva, two Machanos. So Mishnah says, it's clear. The Gemara says, a drush of B'chol Zav. B'chol Zav means to include Balkari. Balkari, it's what we're going to call it. Drush of Lachamosh Mishinai. Balkari cannot go on Harbaz. It's in Rabbi Yochanan. Now, why would you say the Rambam argues on Rabbi Yochanan? Because I'll prove it to you. And I'll prove you the Rambam holds like this. Mishnah Melech says, I'll prove to you that the Rambam holds like this. How does he prove it to you? He says, V'chein, back to Mishnah Melech, Per Gimel, Mehuchos, Bias HaMikdash. If you look at the Rambam in Bias HaMikdash, Lo Hevi Din Balkari Beferish. So if you go to Per Gimel of Bias HaMikdash, Per Gimel of Bias HaMikdash, correct, Per Gimel Bias HaMikdash, yeah, so you see, he doesn't bring the din of Balkari, Beferish. Let's look at Paragimel Bias HaMikdash. On the base, Paragimel Bias HaMikdash. So if you look, Paragimel Bias HaMikdash, Halacha Dalid. So the Rambam says, in Halacha Dalid, Rambam says, I'm sorry, Paragimel Halacha Gimel. Sorry, Paragimel Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel, Rambam says, Umishalchin, you send out from the Harabayas, Zav, Vizados, Vizavos, Nidos, they can't bring our bias. They shame to me. Hamishka of emotion. Now, look, I'm going to say Tumu Yetz Megufo. I says, why do you send out the Zavos and the Nidos and the Zavim? Because of Mishka of Moshe. That's Evan Mesama. Afilu Mitachas Evan. That's Evan Mesama. Mashain Amesna. So the Rambam clearly says that the Issa of a Zav is not because of Tumi Yotzim Negufo, the Issa of Azav is because Evan Masama. That's the Issa of Azav, because Evan Masama. So, but right, and you might think that the Rambam means, but a Balkari is Mutra. So the Mishnah Malch says, Ach Nira Shadin Emes. No, but Balkari is Asa. Sharei Kosov Sham. If you go to that same parak, Halacha, Halacha Ches, and the Rambam Bias Halacha Ches, it says Hatame Mashlach Ma'abayas in Nichnas Petamek Ma'abayas over below Sase. If you go in, you overlo say below get Malka Shenema. It says V'yotze El Michutz LaMachane, and it says that you should go outside the Machane. Correct. Correct. So now, where's that pasuk? That pasuk is in Devarim. Devarim Chav Gimel Yud Aleph. So if you have a Chumash, Devarim Chav Gimel Yud Aleph. Yeah, if you look at the Chumash, why does it say Ki Evacha Ish Asher Lo Yetah? You have someone that's not Atah Mikra Laila. He's a Baal Keri. Yotzim Chutz L'Machaneh. That's outside the Machaneh. And I'll go back to the Rambam. Yotzim Chutz L'Machaneh. It's a Machaneh Shechina. That's go Shechina. Lo Yovel Tocha Machaneh. Right, right. Zeh Machaneh Leviyah. So this person must go out Machaneh Leviyah. So the Mishnah Melech says, now one second, the Rambam says that this pasuk tells us that someone must go out from Machaneh Leviyah, from Har Habayis, and this pasuk is talking about Baal Keri. The pasuk says, Ashila Yetor Mikra Laila, Mikra is a Baal Keri. Mikra is a Baal Keri. And the Rambam says, that's the pasuk we know, that Tameya must go out from Machaneh Leviyah. And this pasuk is talking about Baal Keri. So Mishnah Melech says, of course, the Rambam holds. Of course, the Rambam holds a Baal Keri can't go on the higher buyers. He's proving it from the pasuk of a Baal Keri. And it's interesting. If you look at Rashi, if you look at Rashi on the pasuk over there, it says here, Loyal Tocha Mazel Mitzvah Zeh, but also the Kosel Machne Leviyah, but Koshkin Machne Shechina. Right. This is Machne Leviyah, Machne Shechina. And the pasuk is talking about, a Baal Keri. So Mishnah Melech says the Rambam brings down who goes out from Machne Leviyah. He says, people who are Tomei. Which people are Tomei? Mikra Laila, it's Baal Keri. So the Mishnah Melech says, of course the Rambam holds Baal Keri can't go on the Habayis. That's the source of his whole Tumah. So of course he holds that. So that's the proof of the Mishnah Melech, that the Rambam holds, a Baal Keri in the Habayis. And then he goes on to say, record the Maisi Baal Keri Mairi. V'chein misbara mashakosov v'perekhes hilchos elu din zayin. Yeah, he says another proof. So I'll show you another proof. If you go to perekhes halacha zayin, you go to Besa Bechira, perekhes halacha zayin. So why does it say perekhes halacha zayin? It says over here, ira keri, guys not buyers, he comes to Baal Keri. Le'echad men. Right, he comes at Baal Keri. Holech m'siva shetach zakaki. He has to leave the Arabayas. So the Mishnah says, the Rambam says very clearly. The Rambam says, if one of the Kohanim went to sleep, and one of them came to Baal Keri, that's middle of the night, so he has to get out of Arabayas. He goes to one of the tunnels shetach zakaka, because the tunnel's not makabel tuma. So it says, if Ira Keri Lechem, if one of the Kanam they were there at nighttime and they dozed off, and one guy came to Baal Keri, I'm saying he has to get out of Harabayas. So he goes to the tunnels. The tunnels are not Makabel Tumah. So the Mishnah Lemelech makes it very clear. There's no question in the Mishnah Lemelech that a Baal Keri cannot be in the Harabayas. There's no question, Mishnah Melech, Baal Keri came from the Habayis. The pasuk he uses, the pasuk of a Baal Keri. If a coin comes to Baal Keri, he has to get out of Habayis. So it's clear. The Rambam holds. So that's what he is sure about, what the Rambam holds, that a Baal Keri cannot be in the Habayis. There's no question in his mind. And that's his psak. Okay, so are we clear in that? Yeah, can we go further?
Yeah.
Should I say anything over?
Does he give a reason why the Ram leaves it out over there?
Right. So that's the question. So the Rashbam doesn't answer us why the Ram leave it out. Why did the Rambam leave it out? That's the question. The Rashbam says, listen, I'll prove to you that the Rambam holds it's also. Yeah, it's also interesting. I put down in the notes here why he didn't quote the Masechta Mitzvot. The Rambam says it openly. If you look, if you have a chance to look it up, I have it there on the notes, number six, Mitzvah Lose Mitzvah Ayin Ches. He talks about Tom Baal Keri in Machne Leviyah. The Rambam says it openly in Masechta Mitzvot. I don't know why he didn't quote it. I'm not sure. Maybe wanted a quote from the Yad HaZak. I don't know. But the Rambam, it's very clear that the Rambam holds its Usher in the Sefer Mitzvot. And also in the Perash Mishnayis, And the Perash Mishnayos, the Rambam also brings down the din of Evan Masama. But again, I mean, the Mishnah Lamelach's Raya is 100%. Rambam saying God with a Raya. I say you can match up with the Sefer Mitzvot. It's very clear. Rambam holds about Keres Asa. Yeah, but the question is a twofold question. The question is, why did the Rambam leave it out? Right? And it's also a question on the Mishnah. I mean, okay, the Mishnah's not so critical. Of course, you could say the Mishnah goes according to this time and that. And Mishnah, you know, you have room to maneuver. But the Rambam, you have no room to maneuver. So the question is, why did the Rambam leave it out? And question number two, what happened to the din of Tamei Tzolot Megufo? Which the Rambam agrees, we see in Truma. He brings it down, Tamei Tzolot Megufo. So what happened to that then? Why doesn't that then apply over here? So we're going to try the first question first. So the question basically is, it's clear. The Mishnah Mouse proofs are 100%. You can't get a better clarity than that. The Rambam, a coin comes about Karis, leave. Correct? The Rambam learns the plus from Valkari. And again, we hit it on the proof of the Sefer Mitzvos. Okay. So the question is, why did the Rambam leave it out? Why did the Rambam not mention it? He doesn't mention it in Hilchos Beis Bechira and doesn't mention Hilchos Bias HaMikdash. Yeah, so I think to understand this, we have to go back to the Drasha, the calls of Larabos Balkeri. I have to get a little bit more understanding. So we have to go back to Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Go back to Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the last line. So this Gemara is, again, going back to, if you ever learned, let's say, Baba Kama, Loroi Zekarai Zed, this has a Chumra, and that each one has a Chumra, so that's what the Gemara is doing. This has this Chumra, that has that Chumra, it's going back and forth. So that really doesn't affect us too much, but we just want to pick up the Chumras, and the Chumra we picked up now is Tom Yates Megufo. Now the Gemara takes up another Chumra, and let's see what it says, the last line. So the Gemara says, Zav chama mitame sheretz. I was going, Zav is more chama than a sheretz. Zav is more chama than a sheretz. Umay chumra. And what's a chumra? Because I'm running. We already said, Zav is more chama than a sheretz because Zav is tumiyetz megufo. Sheretz is not tumiyetz megufo. Right? That was a point how he raised. It was a good point because the more stresses it. A sheretz is not tumiyetz megufo. Zav is. So Zav is more chama than a sheretz. So Zav is more chama than a sheretz because Tariyetz Megufo. Okay. The Gemara says, Adarava. So no, the opposite. Sheretz chama. Sheretz is more chama than a Zav. Shekei matama ba'ones. Oh, sheretz is matama ba'ones. What does it mean? It means you're sitting down and you had, and also sheretz falls down from your ceiling. Or dead sheretz, whatever it is, someone flings a dead sheretz at you. Ones, you didn't do it. Also, it fell on my ceiling. I didn't know it was crawling up in the rafters or the ceiling. I'm sitting outside under a tree, and a sheretz falls down from a tree. Dead sheretz. It's ones. What could I have done? I didn't do it on purpose. So sheretz is matama ba'ones. Right? And the zav isn't tama ba'ones. Okay. So now we have to... get this a little clear. What does it mean, Zav Natame Ba'ones? So we have to look up one or two luchas of a Zav. Yeah. So let's look up the Rambam in Hilchos Mechusei Kapara. Right, we have our Hilchos Mechusei Kapara. Yeah, let's get it out here. Mechusei Kapara, one second. Where's Mechusei? Hang on one second. Hang on one second. One second. Oh, here it is. Okay. So if you go to, that's in the section of Kabanos. Section of Kabanos, you have Hilchos Mechusei Kapara. So Hilchos Mechusei Kapara. So if you go to Hilchos Mechusei Kapara, Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, I forgot to write down Halacha Beis, but okay, it's Crazy halacha. So the Rambam says, Haroe Ria Hazov, Zov has a Ria, and Hagomer Slo Lios Zov, Mach Mascholi, guy came as Zov. Now, by the way, today, knowing that I don't know, but I don't think anybody, I never found anybody does know, put it that way. What a Zov is? Question is, what is a Zov? What is a Zov? The simanim, the symptoms are a little unique. There is a discharge of a type of fluid which has an appearance of semen, but certain things go along with it. There's no erection. There's no erection, and out of the penis comes this discharge of something that I don't know. Rama describes the white of an egg, whatever it is. A discharge that looks a little bit like a semen, and it came out. Jesus up. Now, the old translations used to call gonorrhea. Of course, that's what happened. Person has gonorrhea. It's coming out as pus. It has an infection and just builds up and just drips out. Yeah, but that was later on. They realized it can't be. And why can't it be? Because here's one of the reasons. So the Rambam says, if a person is a Zav and it came across chol, they were sick. We're sick. Olones. Something beyond his control happened. Look up Yotzebo. Ain't no Zav. Because gonorrhea is not a Zav. Comes from a sickness or an ones. Now, Shenema ki azov b'tsaro, machmas b'tsaro, came from his own flesh. She tama lo machmas davacher. Can't be from any other cause. Mikan amru b'shuv v'drachem boken azov. Check azov 7 ways. Now ma'afla mishta. Sometimes what you eat, your food and eating will cause you to have a flow come out of your penis. B'masil k'vitzu, you lift up heavy things, you jump. Yeah, b'chole, and you have b'chole, b'mara, b'hira, or you have hirurim, you know, you see something that arouses you, right? You see something that arouses you, and a discharge comes out. Yeah, Ketza explains, ochol, chilagasi, too much, or shasahaba, osho, okay, so on and so forth. Mevino de shechazer, that could bring shechazera. Osho nasa master kove, you carry something heavy, oh, you jumped, osho yechola, osho ra isha, so a woman. It's Ava, and it stirred you up, and you want to, and the type of play with her came up. Yeah, you're not as of. Oh, Shira, basic Bilo, you're just thinking about the beer. Right, Alpha P, Shalohira, Bilas Ishi, you didn't think about a special woman, just thinking about beer. Yeah, Im Kodem Echen Mikol Elu. If any of these things happen, the Roar Ria shows of, and Suez of, Tolumbova, you're not Tame. So what does that mean? That if it was an ones, if there was an accident that came, you saw a pretty girl, and of course you'd be a Zav, not a Zav, right? Or someone talked to you about something sexually arousing, came, not a Zav. So there's no din of ones by a Zav. It's not like by a Sheretz. Sheretz is sitting under a tree, and bam, a Sheretz fell down. Ones, what can I do? I don't know, right? Your tummy sheretz. But a Zav, if it's an ones, you're not a Zav. You were sick. Wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. So if a person is ones by a Zav, you're not a Zav. So that's what the Gemara says. So Gemara says, now what? No, you say a Zav is more machmed than a sheretz because some it's Megufo. No, I'll show you another side. I'll show you sheretz is more machmed than a Zav. Because sheretz matame b'ones, sitting on a tree, a sheretz fall down your tummy. But ones, not your fault. You're sitting outside on your porch, and a pretty girl walks by, and you come as of. It wasn't my fault. I wasn't even looking there. She walked by. That's it. Ones, not as of. So the Gemara says that what does the Gemara say? That sheretz is more chomer than as of. Sheretz matame b'ones. As of is not matame b'ones. So how could you say that a Zav is more machmen than a Sheretz? No, it's a Tzad Chumram Sheretz. Sheretz matam b'Zav, a Sheretz matam b'Onis, a Zav is not matam b'Onis. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So what is the Gemara answer? Right? We're with me. We're with me still on the Kasha, right? So the Gemara is showing that a Sheretz has a Tzad Chumra over Zav. And a Sheretz is matam b'Onis. It wasn't your fault. And the sheretz fell down, your tummy, but a zav, if it wasn't your fault, if you had nothing to do with it, you're not a zav. So a sheretz is more tumah than a is a higher chumrah than zav. So the Gemara answers ki hai gavna. No, here's a case zav nami mitame tumi bonus. A zav is also there's a case that a zav is also tame tumi onus. Yeah, what is that case? What is that case? What is that case? Yeah, so the Gemara says. Because Rahuna, the Rahuna, Ria Rishonu Shel Zav, Butuma Ba'ones, that the first Ria of a Zav even became Ba'ones. Now, what does that mean? Remember, there's three Rios by a Zav. There's the first Ria, then there's a second, then you're a Zav, you have the two Rios, you're higher. Then you're, once you have two Rios, then you are classified as Zav. And the third Ria, you have to bring a carpet. So you need two Rias to be a Zav. So the first Ria, the Gemara said, could be Ba'onis. Now, what's the case of the first Ria? So 1 second. So let's look at Rashi here. Hang on 1 second. I just got to get the pasuk out of here. So Rashi, 1 second. Hang on. 1 second, yeah, so so Rashi says, look at Rashi. Kagon Beria Rishona, the first Ria, She'ain bought Ella Tumas Erev, that it's the first Ria, only Tumma till the nighttime. The first Ria, you Tumma till nighttime. The Iskish L'Shichva Zera, it's like Shichva Zera. The Ksiv, of course, it says in Vayikra, in Vayikra, if you have a Chumash Vayikra, get out Vayikra. 1 second, yeah. Perek Tezvav, Pasuk, yeah, Pasuk Lame Beis. The Pasuk says, Zos Terasa Zav, Asher Tetz Emel Shechvazer, Latame. This is a Torah of a Zav. What comes out Shechvazera? Comes Shechvazera. So it says, why? Look at Rashi. Zos, Asher Tetz Emel Shechvazera, Baina Ri Rishona, Glomana Bey. The yeah, okay. So the first Ria of a Zav is Shechva Zera. Now, what does that mean? So let's look at the Rambam. Let's get a little bit clearer here with the Rambam. So let's look at the Rambam. So the Rambam is where? The Rambam is the Emperic Beis, Mehilchos Mechusrei Kapara, Halacha Hey. Emperic Beis, let me get the right place here. 1 second. Emperic Beis, Mehilchos, Halacha Hey. So go to Emperic Beis. That's what we're doing in Mechusrei Kapara. And let's go to Halacha Hey. And the Rambam says, Kashem Shaton Lakotin B'chol Yov. Yeah, okay, so the mother's sick and the baby, okay, that's a person sick, not a Zav. So the Rambam says, why don't we bode a Zav? Why don't we bode a Zav? Why don't we bode a Zav? On the Riyah Shnia shall Zav. Shabbat Yasa Zav. That gives him the Shem, the final Shem Zav, Kamoshi is Baya. Ava Riyah Rishona, the Riyah Rishona, Afilu ra also ba'ones. The real insula ba'ones. Baria shnia machmas besara raise that tome to mazivas. Ba'af bisha bokin also brishona kadimus bo shalosh rias b'chayba carbon. So the Rambam says that the real rishona is bonus. One second, but let's go on to halacha vav. Go on to halacha vav. And the Rambam says, haroya ria achashel zav. Herei hu kabal keri. So Ram says the first Ria is a Balkari. So the first Ria of a Zav is Shechva Zera, or could be Shechva Zera. And that's why, and he's a Balkari. All right, guy Shechva Zera, he's a Balkari. So the Ria Rishona of a Zav is Kabal Keri. Ria Shtayim is a Zav, but Tzach Svira Shiva and so on to Amaya. So the first Ria of a Zav is a Balkari. So back to the Gemara. So that's why the Gemara says, no, Izav is also Tomei Ba'ones. Why? By Ria Rishona. if a person Rishona was Ba'ones, it doesn't make a difference. Still a Balkari. A person Balkari doesn't make a difference. A person Balkari Mikra Lili, sleeping at nighttime. He has a nocturnal emission. It wasn't his fault. He had a dream. Doesn't make a difference. You're a Balkari, right? That's the whole idea. The Kohen went to sleep. Became a Balkari, right? So Balkari is chayiv even bonus. It wasn't his fault. The Kohen went to sleep. Became a Balkari. He's got to get a harabayas. So the rear Rishona has it. The Ram makes it clear. He's a Balkari. He has a dinner for Balkari. Correct? So Rebbe Shon is a Balkari. So now, right, we're still with me?
Question.
Right? Any question on this?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's say the first Re'iyah, because he has a difference in the substance which comes out between Zava and Balkari.
Anyway, you're not coming clear, so try a little slower.
Okay, there's a difference in the substance which comes out between a Balkari and a Zav, right? So let's say the first time it's mamish keri. It's not just that it's bonus, correct. But it's actually semen.
Correct, actually semen, correct.
That still counts for the first one of Zav?
Absolutely, kabal keri. That's what Ariel Kabal keri is, Ram says. Ariel Kabal keri is a bal keri.
Well, kibal keri is a din. Right, but that's saying he has a din like a bal keri. But does it say that if the semen comes out, then that a bal keri has a din of a first re of a Zav?
A Baal Keri is the first Riyah of a Zav. But it doesn't make a difference because you don't start counting until the second Riyah. That's what Rambam says. Riyah Shai Riyah Zav. B'tzarach Sfirah Shiva B'yas Mayim Chayim. Remember, a Zav needs, by the way, you should keep in mind, a Zav needs a Mayan Mikvah. A Baal Keri doesn't. A Baal Keri does not need a Mayan Mikvah. A Zav does need a Mayan Mikvah. Happens to be a question about a Zava. Okay, but the Gaonim, actually Rashi's Rebbe. Rashi's Rebbe held that a Zava needs a Mayan Mikvah. One of the Jews of Rav Moshe about a Mikvah of Lubavitch, which has a Chumrah in it. Rashi not going to take every Chumrah, otherwise you have to take the Chumrah of the Gaonim. You have to have a Mayan Mikvah for all the women. We're not nothing like that, so you don't have to go for every Chumrah. Yeah, but a Zav needs a Mayan Mikvah. That's correct. Yeah, but that's a second Riyah. So the first Riyah is an actual Baal Keri. So the first Riyah is a Baal Keri. So, and that's what Ram says clearly. Ram says it's a Baal Keri. Hang on one second. Let's look at one more thing here. Give me one second. I just want to lose my thought here. So one second. I'm just looking for something here. I don't know if I have, one second. Hang on. I want to see if I'm in the right place now. Just one second. Just give me one second. Let's just look to solidify this point. Let's go to Rambam Hilchos Matame Mishkav Moshav. Look at Mishkav Moshav of the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Hazav, Vazava, Vanida, Vayoledes, Kol Echem Merabasan Avosatuma, Matama, Kelim, Mago, and so on and so forth. Okay. Then if you go to Halacha Yud Beis of the Rambam, Zavo Shel Zav, Avosatuma, Kazav, Shenema Zavo Tomehu. So it's clear. So Rear Rishona is Matama like Shikhwazera. And Rambam solidifies the point. It's not the Rambam, it's the Gemara, it's Rashi. So the Rear Rishona of a Zav is Balkari. So a guy could be a Balkari, and that's Gemara's proof. And that's the Gemara's proof, even Bones. Even Bones, because three be shown by Shikha Zer, doesn't make a difference. Only it's like I have a coin falls asleep in the higher bias. Anybody falls asleep has a nocturnal emission. Ain't on his scuttle mizah. He's a Balkari. Now, if he has a second one, is up. So now, with this in mind, if we go back to the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan, now we have a different meaning. What was the drasha? Amamar. V'chol zav l'rabos balkari. V'chol zav, the pasuk is v'chol zav, that pasuk is our pasuk in Naso. V'chol zav, the Gemara dash, v'chol zav l'rabos balkari. V'chol zav. Now what does it mean? You can learn two ways. You can say mechol zav, it's marba, like could have been it's marba sheretz. No, mechol zav, it's marba. Balkari is a din of a zav. A balkari mechol zav, then a balkari carries the shem zav. So a balkari carries two shemos. A balkari carries the shem balkari, and a balkari carries the shem zav. So balkari carries the shem zav. So he is a zav. So the Rambam says that Zavos are Asna Abayas, he means a Zav, he means a Balkari. Because a Zav, a Balkari carries a Shem of Zav. Elamai, you'll ask me, why didn't the Rambam write it clear, right, Balkari? Oh, because a Balkari is a Rishon Latuma. If it would have said Balkari, you would say that the Rambam holds Rishon Latuma is on the higher bias. Let's get that point clear. Yeah, the din of Balkari, if you look at Sha'ovos Atuma, one second, Sha'ovos Atuma, let's check this one out. Sha'avos HaTuma. One second. If you look at the Rambam, Sha'avos HaTuma. One second. Let's check this one out. Sha'avos HaTuma. Hang on. Where is it? Sha'avos HaTuma. Hang on. Perik Hey. Halacha Tes. Halacha Aleph. Perik Hey. Go to Sha'avos HaTuma. Perik Hey. Perik Hey. Halacha Aleph. Oh, look at the Rambam. Sha'avos HaTuma. Shichva zera. The zera is an avatuma. The zera that comes out, that's an avatuma. But if you look at the Rambam there, in halacha tes, look at the Rambam halacha. Shav zatuma perik halacha tes. Echad ish, echad isha. Sheshim shmo mitosan. They had bia. Shneim Tmeim, Bishneim Rishon Latuma. Oh, they're both Rishon Latuma. Din Tom at the Raisa. Vein Isha Batama Mishum Nogas Mishikhazera. Mishin the Gia Besa Storm in the Gia. So the Rambam says that the Zera is an Avatuma. And the Isha, she comes to Rishon Latuma. And not because she touched the Zera. Because she touched the Zera in the Besa Storm. She touched it internally. That's not Matama. It's only Matama B'chutz. But it's a separate halacha that a Balkari is a Rishon Latuma. So Balkari is a Rishon Latuma. That's the din of a Balkari. So that's why the Rambam they listed. Rambam didn't have Balkari. I would say, oh, Rishon Latuma is Asma HaBayis. It's not true. You know, it's not Asma HaBayis. So the Rambam says no. The Rambam says it's Zav. But a Balkari has two shemos. Balkari has a shame Zav and has a shame of Balkari. So the Rambam writes Zav. Yeah, Zav and all the shemos of Zav. Zav includes a Zav and Zav includes a Balkari. So therefore, the Rambam wrote Zav and didn't write Balkari. Because if it written Balkari, would have said Rishon Latuma is Asma HaBayis. It's not true. That's why the Rambam left it out. That's why the Rambam left it out.
What do you mean you would have said a Rishon? What type
if
of Rishon?
If Rambam would have said Balkari, I would say, Balkari is a Rishon Latuma. It's the Rambam in Avos Latuma. A Balkari has a din of Rishon Latuma. If a person's a Balkari, he is a Rishon Latuma. That means he's not an Avatuma. And Harabai is only Avos Latuma. Habayis, the Issachar Habayis is only Avos Atuma. Rishon Atuma is not Issachar Habayis. Only Avos Atuma. So if the Rambam would say Balkari, I'd say, oh, Balkari is Rishon Atuma. So the Rambam holds Rishon Atuma is Issachar Habayis. Not true. That's fake information. That's false. Rishon is not Issachar Habayis. Only Avatuma is Asa. So therefore he wrote Zav. And Zav includes Balkari, because Balkari carries two shemos. Balkari carries a shem Zav. So he's asked Mishum Zav. Even though he carries the shem Rishon Latuma, but he also carries the shem Zav. And Zav is also because it's Avatuma. And a Balkari is part of the shem Zav. So that's why the Rambam left it out.
The Isha would be allowed to go up. The Isha Tashmish would be allowed to go up.
So Anisha can. She's a Balas Keri. So that's the question. When women want to go up, it gets very problematic because some say she has to wait 3 days. Truth is, I it's like a suga I didn't do yet, so I can only tell you what people say. So some say she has to wait 3 days from last Tashmish. Others say Ram holds 3 onos. That's a day and a half. But
I mean because of the Shichva Zera itself. I mean because of the Shichva Zera itself.
Because if she expels the Zera, then she's a Balas Keri. She expels Zera, she's a Balas Keri.
Rishon or an Av?
Huh?
She's a Rishon or she's an Av?
Well, she has Din Baal Keri. So she carries two Shemes. It's like the Baal Keri. She has Shem Rishon, but she also has a Shem Zava. She has Shem Zava.
She could become a Zava from his Keri?
Yeah, Baal Keri. I mean, I haven't found Anisha who expels. Anisha expels Zara. She has a din of a Balas Keri. I mean, up till today, I haven't found that she's right. She's certainly Rishon Latuma, but I don't know why. I should assume she's not a Zava. I don't know.
Isn't the Keri a din Zav? Because since the Keri could count as the first of the three Rios of a Zav, so therefore he has a Shem Zav. But for her, she can't become a Zav by having three Rias Keris.
That's a very good point. That's a point. So for her, may not. It's a good point. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I have to look into it more. But your Tanya is a very good Tanya. You want to say that by a Zav, by a male, he carries the Shem Zav. But by Anisha, won't carry the Shem Zav. I have to think about that. That's a very good point. That would make a big difference. It's a good point. That's very make a big difference to Lachol Maisa. Because when women want to go up, I mean, I told them, listen, I told people that some people say 3 days. Ram says a day and a half. You have a din of a Baal Keri. So I told them, yes, I don't, you know, it's not what you want to do. But you want a Taina, then you want a Taina that she should be able to go up right away. That's your Taina, right? That she's a Rishon LaTuma. Rishon LaTuma is not Naras and Hara Bias. Good question. It's a good point. I have to look into a little more. I don't know.
Where's that? Is it open that a Rishon could go on Hara Bias? Where is that?
What's that?
Where is that? Is that open that Rishon?
Yeah, Hara Bias. Also, look at the Rambam. We did here. Hill is based on Bechira. Ram says, who's us in Hara Bias? Yeah, who's us in Hara Bias? Ram says, Hara Bias. We know she ain't Zavim Zavos, Nidos Yulados, Nikos Lashom, or Alvos Atula. The Rishon Atula would have mentioned Rishon Atula. Would have mentioned all the cases of Rishon Atula. So he only mentioned Alvos Atula. Only mentioned the case of Alvos Atula. It's the Mishnah too. Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. Showing Ha'abayis v'gushim menos she'ein zavim zavos nidos los nechusam l'sham. Right. Doesn't say anything about Rishon LaTuma. That would change the whole thing around. That's a lot of people.
Isn't she still a paletes where she's Yotzei Gufa?
Try it one again. Hang on 1 second. Yeah, again, what's that?
See, isn't she, isn't there two types of tumah for a woman who has bia? One is mishamashes. That's the one that you showed us. Like gzeras akasa, she becomes tummy through tashmish. But you're referring to poletes, where she exudes shechva zera. So isn't that like a tumas keri that's tumah yotze migufa?
Didn't give her din of a zava.
Gives her din of a bal keri because it's tumah yotze migufa.
But his kasha is that there's two shemos of a bal keri. By a male, his tiny is by a male, it counts as the first Ria for Zav, not by Nisha. That's his Taina, not by Nisha. So maybe his Taina is maybe Nisha, who's Poleta Shechazera, she stays a Rishon LaTuma. And a Rishon LaTuma is Mutaba Machna Leviya.
You're saying it's not, even though the Gemara Msachim says it's to the category of Tuma Yotze Migufa, that's not really the halacha? It's a Shem Zav, not Tuma Yotze Migufa?
Okay, so let's finish. Let's finish up the last point. But that's a good point. Before we go, let's say we'll come back. Let's see. Let's check up the last point. So we're still left with Tumah Yotze Migufa. Let's just finish the last point. Then we'll have the whole thing clear, at least clearer. So we have actually have a problem with the Rambam. We have a problem with the Rambam. Hang on. You have a problem with the Rambam. Hilchos Korban Pesach. Let's get Hilchos Korban Pesach. Hilchos Korban Pesach. Yeah, we have a strange thing with the Rambam. Hilchos Korban Pesach. 1 second, I gotta find. 1 second, hang on. Korban Pesach. Hang on. One second. I want to put it on. One second. Oh, here, Korban Pesach, here. Here it is. The Hilchos Korban Pesach. So if you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Korban Pesach, where I put it down, Rambam, Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Vav, yeah, Perek Vav Alachal, Book of Korban Pesach, Perek Vav Alachal, Perek Vav Alachal, Perek Vav, Perek Vav. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, yeah, Ezer, who tumah shlicha pesach sheni? What tumah is shlicha pesach sheni? Right, remember, call me sheni yochol lecholos a pesach b'leil chamishosim, but made tumas wrong. Zavim zavos nidos los bali nidos. Right, bali nidos. Yes, so bali nidos. Right, right. It's interesting, so, but he doesn't say. It says bali nidos again, along with Eliot saying maybe. But Eliot saying maybe a riot to him because bali nidos he has a din of a nida. But he doesn't say an Isha's boil husband, she has a dinner of a zo. I know, I think a little more. Okay. Uncle Nevelas, Oksheritz, Yavasa, Harazer, Tobio. Okay. You're right, because you can do it like that. Okay. Then if you look in Perik Vav here, I'm sorry, if you look in Perik Zion, Aloha Ches, Perik Zion, Aloha Ches, Perik Zion, Aloha Ches, now what does Rambam say? Pesach shekruva b'tuma, raise nechel b'tor. Pesach like today, the bein called Pesach. There's really nothing. Again, you have to stress it. We're like less than 100 feet away from the Zbeach. The only thing that's stopping us from calling Pesach is the Jewish nation. A strange thing, but okay. So tuma raise nechel b'tora. Shiptikolasa lo boel lachila. Veil nechel l'chol tamei. So if the tzibah is tamei, you can't eat it for all the tumos. Elo tamei mason. Only for tamei mason. We're tamei mason. Shenitchem lahem. Hatuma zos kiyotzbem. The time of my avo hatumeim shatuma yotzleim migufon don zavim zavos miusvados mitzorim lo yachol menu. Yes, and Rambam does mention it. Rambam says two yotzim migufo. The kini korban pesach. The kini korban pesach. Yes, and Rambam does mention it. Brings out a korban pesach and imperik zay imperik what. In Perek Vav, the Rambam says, when you get pushed off Pesach Sheni, he doesn't mention to Yetzim Megufo. He doesn't mention it. He only mentions Zavim Zavos, Nidos Yolodos, or Baal Nidos. If their person is a Zav, Yolodos, all right, so they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But he doesn't say anything about a person, a Balkari, he doesn't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But here he says, a person's a Balkari, to Yetzim Megufo, correct. He can't eat Korban Pesach. He can't eat Korban Pesach. Oh, that's a little strange. And then if you go back to Truma, go back to Rambam and Truma, one second. Hang on. Oh, yeah, if you go back to the Rambam and Truma, you see also something strange over here. Yeah, so what, one second. What did the Rambam say in Truma? Perek Zion. Halacha Aleph Meches. Yes, so why do I say in Truma? So I'm saying Truma per Aleph per Halacha Aleph. Yes, the Rambam says Koin Sh Tam Aslechel Truma Ben Tamei Ben Drik. Okay, Ishi. Okay, Kinto. Okay, okay. All right. Okay, and if you look at Halacha Ches, the Rambam says Truma Schutz Laretz Hal Vikarum Divrayim. Ain't a sure bachila elokoin shnib with yotze loft megufo. The hain bali crime zum zum right. See here the Rambam mentioned it over there. So how do we fit this in to the system of the Rambam to yotze megufo? It's not that he didn't pass like Gemara. He does pass and he has the concept of yotze megufo. He has the concept of yotze megufo. So I want to say that the Rambam holds Tumah Yetzim Gufo is not a Matame. That's why it's not in Kalim. It's not Matame. It's not a Chepta, it's Matame, Maga, Masa. It creates an Issa Achila. Tumah Yetzim Gufo creates an Issa Achila. That's what it does. It's not Matame, it's an Issa Achila. That's what the Rambam says in Truma. Truma Schutz Laret, it's in the abundance. There's no Chepta Shal Tumah Midraisa. There's no chapter that doesn't exist. Tumas Chutz La'aretz is no such thing. It doesn't exist. But the Chum created it. So it only created Nisa Achila. So therefore, Tumi Yetzim Gufo is Asa. The Chum didn't create that Tumah Mace can't eat Truma Chutz Laretz. The Chum only created the Issa of Tumi Yetzim Gufo can't eat it, which is Valkari, Zav, and Zav. Right, but if you go to the Mikveh, you could eat it. So that's what's not, it's not a Matame. It's only creates an Issa Achiz, like an oral. Person oral is not Matame. Touch no, you don't come Tame. But oral can't eat Korban Pesach. So that's why the Rambam in Korban Pesach, in Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that you push off Pesach Rishon, you have to be Chafzizu Matame, you have to be something that's Matame, you can't push it off, Issachil won't push it off. So that's me matame. So that's only zavim zavos nil because they're chaps of matame. But in a parakhes, the person could eat. The person is not matame. The person not, but he's tumi yetz megufo. So tumi yetz megufo is only nisa achila. It's only nisa achila tumi yetz megufo. So therefore, he can't eat it. But he's not matame. So therefore, in parakhes, in parak zayin aloha ches, then he's talking about who could eat it nechel b'tar. Right, but you can't eat el chol tame. El tuma, but tuma we can't. So it only is an issa of achila. So the Rambam learns tuma etzugufo. It's not matame. That's why it's not in kalim. That's why it's not in harabayis. Harabayis is tame can't walk there. The person don't have nothing to do with eating. You cannot walk there. It's an issa. You can't be a tame person. Can't go there. It's chutz machane. It's nothing to do with eating. So therefore, the Rambam doesn't mention none of this. Tumi Yetzim has nothing to do with being matane. It's only this achila. So if it shows up by truma, who could eat truma? Can't that's Yetzim Gufo can't eat. It's Din D'Rabbanan. Same thing with Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach also Yetzim Gufo. It's an issa achila, but it's not matane. So that's the din of Tumi Yetzim Gufo. It's an issa achila, but it's not a matane. Okay. So now with this, it comes out that what? It comes out that, first of all, that if you listen to a lecture on the Har Habayis and they tell you that you can't go up on the Har Habayis because Tumi Yetzim Gufo, that's absolutely wrong. It's not Matame. It's not Matame. It's only a Sachila. It's only if you're going to eat Korban Pesach. But it's not Matame. You can't go up on the Har Habayis because the din of Azav or Azava, because Evan Masama, that's what the Rambam says, Evan Masama, that's the issue. It's Matame Evan Masama. And Balkari carries the name of Zav, because the Balkari is Ri Rishona. So Balkari carries the name of Zav, so therefore Balkari can't go up. Yeah, Balkari, because he has the Shem Zav. That's for Chol Zav, Larabos Balkari. That Balkari is in the category of Zav, so therefore he can't go up. But he also has a din of Balkari. That's a different thing. Rishon Latuma. But that doesn't stop him from going up to Harabayas. But a Rishon Latuma will stop him from eating. Rishon Latuma will stop from eating Korban Pesach, will stop from eating Truma. That's the Din D'Rabbanan. He'll stop from eating Korban Pesach and Truma, because that's a Rishon Latuma. So that's the way it works out according to the Rambam. So you had a question now?
So, I mean, by Korban Pesach, isn't the reason the Rambam doesn't include Balkari? Because he holds.
But it does include a Ba'achila. But it's Achila includes it. If you're Balkari, you can't eat Tumi Yetzim Gufo. You can't eat Korban Pesach.
A Balkari can't eat it. Yeah, but you could do the Shechita and the Zrika for a Balkari because he'll be able to eat it at night because the Ram holds Shochtim Zarkin on Tame Sheretz. So it wouldn't make sense for the Ram to include it amongst the other Tame Yotzim Gufo in Korban Pesach.
Why? He has to go to Mikvah.
I know, but he's like every other person who touches a Nevela or a Sheretz, where Shochtim is Zarkin all of.
Correct. There's all of, right? But he has to go to Mikvah. Then he can eat it.
So it wouldn't make sense for the Rambam to include in Korban Pesach. I'm saying the omission in Korban Pesach is, it makes sense. It doesn't, there's nothing to be derived from the fact that he leaves it out because it's only a Tumah of one day. You understand? Only Zav and Zavas need this
and
Yeladas.
He leaves that in Hilchos Beis Bechira and B'as HaMikdash. He leaves that because he puts it in, you'll get the wrong. You'll think Rishon Latuma is also in higher bias. That's not true.
I'm not sure about that. But I'm saying by Korban Pesach, your last thing from Korban Pesach. I don't see that he left it off the lid.
The Rambam in Perek Vav says he pushes off the Pesach Sheni. He doesn't mention Balkari.
But a Balkari doesn't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. because he could bring Pesach Rishon Yadalit through a shliach and he'll eat it at night.
That's why the Rambam doesn't mention it, because it's not matame.
No, I'm saying even if you hold that the Rambam always holds Tumi Yotzmi Gufo includes a Balkari, is Rambam still wouldn't bring it down in Hilchos Karban Pesach because it's only one day.
Yeah, correct. Okay, right. Okay, it's only one day. Correct. Okay.
Right. So I'm saying, so yeah, it is the category.
One day. That's correct. So he doesn't bring it down.
You know right. So you one can't day. Prove.
It's not the time beyond that day. Correct. Same thing. Okay, good. Absolutely. Right,
so I'm saying it really is Tumi Yotzmi Gufo would include a Balkari. And that's why Truma makes sense and Karban Pesach also.
It would include in the Achila. That's why he says.
In everything. It would include it in everything.
Yeah, it, not in everything. I mean, it includes in achila. It's an issa achila for Balkari to eat from Korban Pesach. That's a Rishon L'Tumah comes as an achila. It's an issa achila.
Oh, right. I'm just saying that by Korban Pesach you can't. You're trying to prove that from Korban Pesach, the fact he left it out of Korban Pesach, right? You're trying to prove it.
I see. You want to say he left it out because
it's only one day. There's no.
Okay, that's true too. That's true. Yeah, that's true. I mean, okay. I hear what you're saying. You want to say he left it out because it's only that one day. He goes to the mikvah over with already. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, that's true. But we do show that it surfaces by achila. What I want to show is that Tumi Yotzmi Gufo only surfaces in the Rambam when it comes to Issa Achila. That's by Korban Pesach when it comes to Issa Achila, and by Truma. That's the only time the Rambam brings it down. When it comes to Issa Achila, that's when the Rambam brings it down. Tumi Yotzmi Gufo. So it's achila. It's nothing to do with being matame. Nothing to do with the harabayas. It's just the simplest achila. It's drabanan. Actually, it's drabanan. If you want to,
how did the Gemara Pesachim Samach Zayin use the category of tumi yotzmi gufo in its like limudim for shiluch min amachana?
Oh yes, okay. So again, the Gemara is going through the Havamis back and forth. What the chumras of each one is. So in the Havamis, the Gemara held that has the chumra Tumah Yotzmi Gufo. I mean, that's Tosfos Kasha. Should he use Mishkav Moshe? That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos wanted to do because the whole series won't follow through. Wants to go to the whole series, wants to show both sides, but really should he use Mishkav Moshe? That's Tosfos Kasha. Does anybody use that because he wants it to flow with the language of the Gemara? Okay.
Doesn't that show you it's Doraisa, the fact that the Gemara, if the Gemara could choose for Mishka Moshe or Tumi Yotzmi Gufo, Doraisa.
One second. It's hard to know if that stage the Gemara held Doraisa. It's a Havamid, the Gemara falls off. But we do see, one second, because here's the question. We do see that. If look at the Gemara, Psachim, Tzadik Heim Abayz. Psachim, Tzadik Heim Abayz. One second, let me get that. Psachim, Tzadik Heim Abayz. Yeah, Psachim. If you look at the Mishnah, Psachim, Tzadik Heim Abayz. Tzadik Heim Abayz. Yeah, so if you look at the Mishnah, Tzadik Heim Abayz, the Gemara says, have the Pesach Shabbat Batuma. Pesach came Batuma, like Bisman Azeh, everyone's tummy. So Pesach Bar Batuma, Lo Yachlo Menu Zavim Zavos Nidos Violados. They shouldn't eat from it. Them Achlo Patur Me Kares. But if they did, they're Pata from Kares. Right now, if you look at Rashi, Patur Me Kares, look at Rashi, Rashi's Patur, Bim Achlo Patur Kares, the Ocho Gadashim Batuma. Kid Yalof Babraisa, Bugamara. Right. Right. But the fact they walk in our bias, that they're not putta from. So they're not putta from going on our bias because that's a din of tuma. But they're putta from kares because eating it, because that's nisa achila. And nisa achila doesn't carry on the case of Pesach Shabbat Batuma, because Pesach Shabbat Batuma has a heter of achila. But it's only also l'chatchila it's also, it doesn't carry courage. So you see that's only nisachila, it doesn't carry courage with it. But Rashi points out, but it's also for going there. That you can't remove, that doesn't do with the chila. So zavim zavos who eat Korban Pesach Batuma, they're part of courage on the chila, but they're not part of courage from entering the harabayas. That they're not part of courage from. Right, you follow me?
No, what are you trying to show from there? That what?
Show from there that there's two things, that the Issa Achila of Tumei Yotzei Migufo, that's a separate Issa of Achila. It's a separate Issa. It doesn't have to do with walking on the Har HaBayis. And Rashi makes it very clear. Rashi makes it that Korban Pesach, Shehut Yubatuma, that means really it's Mati all the Tuma, but we only Mati for Tumei Meis. So he says, but if a Zov and a Zov ate from it, you don't get kares, because it's Hutu Batuma. But Rashi points out, it's not Mata, the entering the base of Migdash. That's not Mata. There's a Chiyuv kares. So you see, it's two separate things. One is the Tuma entering the Harabayas. That there's no Mata for that. But regarding Achila, so that, with the Raisa, it's Mutta. There's no kares for that.
Isn't that because they don't have to go on the Harabayas? They can have someone else do it. And it's hutter to eat because it's matter the Korban Pesach.
Correct, it's matter Korban Pesach.
But to eating, but I'm saying, but no one has to say you have to go up on the Har HaBayis.
Right, he
doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. Right. So why would you be matter then?
Right, but Rashi's saying if you went up on the Har HaBayis to eat it there,
you should be chayav.
To the Achila, but not for Har HaBayis. Right, you could eat near David, you're correct.
Right, exactly.
Correct, that's correct. You can eat near David, you're correct. But the Rashi saying if you went up there, you put it from Karas. If you went on the Har HaBayis, you put it from Karas to Achila. And not for going on the Har HaBayis. That's a separate category. The Tuma Har HaBayis is a separate category. Achila is one category and Tuma HaBayis is another. So I'm this. Tuma Yetzim Gufo is an Achila problem. Tuma Yetzim Gufo is nothing to do with undoing the Har HaBayis. It's simply clear-cut Achila problem. Achila Korban Pesach. Achila Truma has nothing to do with going on Har HaBayis. That's why the Rambam didn't mention a word of Tumei Yetzim Gufo any place with Har HaBayis. Has nothing to do with Har HaBayis. The separate halacha in Achila. Truma, Asan Truma, Asan eating Korban Pesach, but then do Har HaBayis. That's what's not there at all. That's why Rambam doesn't bring it down. That's why the Mishnah doesn't bring it down. But the question is, Balkari. Yeah, Balkari is also because Avatuma, because of Zav. That's correct. That's why Rambam doesn't bring down Balkari, it brings down Zav, because Balkari is a Rishon Latuma, and that's not also an Har HaBayis. So therefore, the Rambam doesn't bring it down. But the Rambam does bring down Tumei Yetzim Gufo. The Rambam says Tumei Yetzim Gufo is not a din of being metame. Not a din being metame. Yetzim Gufo is a din. It's a din deals with achila, and that's why it only shows up in the Rambam in cases of achila, Truma and Achila's Korban Pesach. No place else it shows up. And that's what Rashi says. If you did eat on the Har HaBayis, you put it from Kares on the Achila, but not on Har HaBayis. So two separate dinim. One is a din of Achila, one's a din of being Matame. And Har HaBayis is a din of being Matame. And that's what Rambam doesn't bring down to Yotzim Gufo anything to do with the Har HaBayis. Okay. All right. Yeah, so we're just left with Elliot's question. It's a good question. And Isha Puleta Shichvazera's question is, does that count as a Zav? And the way we're explaining it now, if it doesn't count as a Zav, then she should be able to go on Har HaBayis. Very good question. I have to look into it.
Would Damit Starfe, would Starfe with two Zavs after that?
Talk a little louder and slow, yeah?
I'm saying if she had two Re'iyas HaZav after that, the next 2 days, with that...
Who asked?
The woman, the girl. She sees him one day.
She's going to be a Zava. She can't be a Zava.
I understand. She becomes a Zava. I'm saying, would she become a Zava?
No, she has to expel this type of... different type of semen. I know it's not semen. Different type of discharge. It looks like semen.
I know, but just like the Rambam says that it's Mitzarev, the first day and the next 2 days, would the same halacha apply for a woman? So maybe she can just say Shifcha Zera the first day and then the star of 2 other days, the next 2 days.
The second Mara is not a Mara of semen.
Yeah, it's Zav.
It's a Mara of semen. The second Mara is not a Mara of semen. How is she going to expel that? It's not biologically possible.
A regular person of the Tziruf case, he expels semen, and the next 2 days he expels something different, and that's right. Masara.
He expels a discharge that has an appearance of a different color semen without an erection. How is she going to expel that? He has to put it in us. It's not Tumah Maisa Bia. It's a different thing. That'll be Tumah B'Maga. It'll be Tumah B'Maga. It's a different thing. Ram says semen is not Tumah B'Maga because it touches the base of storim. Therefore, it's not Matame in the inside. So therefore, semen, she doesn't come Tumah because of Maga of semen, because she comes in contact with it when it's inside her. And inside her, it's not Matama B'Maga. Maga's on the outside. So therefore, how does she come a Balas Keri? Only when she discharges that. How's it going to put that fake semen into her? I mean, I don't think it's the whole thing shayach. The whole thing's not shayach. So his question is, it's a good question, that doesn't count as you may, that doesn't count as you may sphira for a zav, not for her. Doesn't count. She's not shayach to the second case. Okay, yeah, it's a very good question. Very good question. Yeah. That would be a very big heter. We're going to have to look a little more.
How did you know that by the first re'ia of the zav, because we dropped the din of ones that we're not bodik for a zav? So how do you know you also dropped the?
The Gemara says a zav has a din of. First one says there's no ones by a zav.
Right.
It's not true. There is ones by the first re'ia, and that re'ia shechazeh, that re'ia is a balkari.
So how do you know that it also is dropping the requirement that it be like thicker and like the spoil type of egg, like that the actual itself?
It says called Shifazera.
It just gives him a din of a Balkari that he's only a Rishon Latuma. He's not Matame like a Zav for 7 days.
The first Ria counts as the first Ria.
Right, but even though it's Ba'ones, even though it's Ba'ones, it'll still count. Is that a question whether you're Bodig?
You see, Zav could be an Ones with Shechvazera. See, Zav could be an Ones through Shechvazera.
How do you know that you can be Shechvazera? It doesn't have to be Zav. Like the Rambam says in there that it has to be a Re'ia Shel Zav, no? That the first one?
The first Re'ia is Shechvazera. The Rambam said it very clearly. The first Re'ia is a Re'ia of Shechvazera. That's what Rashi says on the Pasuk, Mikra. What's that? The first Ria is a Ria of the first Ria is Ria that was Mechuse Kapara. One second, Mechuse Kapara. One second.
It was Bez Ches, maybe?
One second, I have to get out again. Mechuse Kapara, hang on one second. Hang on one second. Here it is, yeah, Mechuse Kapara, right. Yeah, Mechuse Kapara, where was that again?
Beis Ches.
Beis Vav, I think.
Yeah, Beis, hang on.
Oh, sorry, yeah, you're right, or Hay, maybe? Beis Hay and Vav, yeah, Hay and Vav.
Vav, right. All right, so men room, Shabbat HaZav, B'duch HaMen, Maria Shnia, Shalzav, so I said, Avaria Rishon, I feel Ra'u Sabonis, Ra'u Shnia, right. And then if you look in Halacha Vav, Haroya Ria Acha shows up, Haray Huku Balkari. Ria Shtayim Ria Zav. The first one is a Balkari.
No, but that, I'm saying that means he's a Balkari, that he's only a Rishon Latumah. Not that he's Chayiv in Sfira Shiva and he needs Mayim Chayim. Like the difference between being a Tum of a Balkari and a Tum of a Zav, is Zav is 7 days, needs Sfira Shiva and needs Mayim Chayim. But Balkari is just Tumas Erev.
He has a din of a Balkari. Rishon has a din of a Balkari.
Yeah, but you still need a Re'ia Shel Zov, where it's different than Shechvazera. That's Halacha Aleph. Ram's just dropping the requirement of Halacha Beis, of Bedika, where you're bodik whether it's Ones or Machmas Besara.
No, hang on one second.
Because there are two requirements in the first Halacha there, that it's a certain type of discharge, and then also not be Ba'ones, but Machmas Besaro.
Yeah, go to Beis Halach Aleph. Hazav Ha'om B'tar. He Shich V'zera Ha'bo Michol Yechom. Right, here's a... yeah, any other B'kushik B'shich V'zera.
Please.
Abol Shich V'zera Levon. Okay.
but they're just qualitatively different substances, right?
Correct.
And then there's also a halacha of it's got to be machmas basara, not ba'ones.
Again?
That it has to be machmas, it has to be not an ones, but machmas basara. Right? It has to be it can't be one of the seven causes, right? That's a separate halacha.
Right, that's for the second one and on.
Yes, right. And that halacha only requires from the second one and on, but doesn't apply to the first one. But the Rambam doesn't drop the requirement of that the first one be different than Shechva Zera, that it be Muzeres or not Muzeres. That's a different criteria that he doesn't drop with the first one. It's still Zov, not Shechva Zera.
Yeah, but the Rambam holds, but the first one is a din. The Rambam holds the first one is a din of Balkari. Correct?
I've been saying is Zov the first time has a din of a Balkari, but that doesn't mean a Balkari, actually Kari, has a din of a Zov. Kari is Kari, Zov is Zov. He just has the first Re'iyah, if he sees the type of emission of Ziva, of Zov, that it's like a Baal Kari, and that it's only Tameh for one day. But it's not.
So a person, the first Re'iyah Baal Kari, if you guy, it wouldn't count as a Zov.
He's just a Baal Kari.
Right.
Let's say a second Re'iyah after that.
Another one.
Nothing, then that's nothing. The first Ariya of Zov, then he would be that's Ariya Rishon of Zov.
So you're saying the first Ariya has to be the same substance of.
Because it's the bonus.
Watch out. So you're going against all Gemara. The Gemara says, B'chol Zov L'Rabos Balkari. So Corinthians is not a Balkari. The Gemara says, I'm Rab Yochanan. Let's go back here. I'm Rab Yochanan. One second. Samach Zayin on the base. One second. Hang on. One second. I'm Rab Yochanan. Right. One second. Amar Zov B'chol Zov. The Rabbos Balkari. So Kointi is not true. For a guy's a real Balkari, it's not Zov. Kointi the Gemara is a mistake. The Rabbos Balkari, it's not true. It's not a Balkari. Has to be a discharge like a Zov. That's absolutely not true. Can't be. Gemara says, right, Ria Rishona shows up. Yeah. And look at Rashi. Kagon Ria Rishona, Sheim Ba, Tumas Era, right? The Iskish Lashikhva Zera, the Xiv Zos Torah says, Ashit and Menel Shikhva Zera. So the Pasuk says, look in Vayikra, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Zos Torah says, Ashit and Menel Shikhva Zera. That's Shikhva Zera, the Pasuk says. But Tomava, that's the Pasuk that we learn, Rabbos Balkari. That's what Rabbos Balkari. Right, Rashi, look at Rashi. It takes me to Shikhva Zera. Hey, who could Balkari? Tome Tumas Zera. That's who is a Balkari, the Pasuk says. Shikhva Zera. It's going to you, the Pasuk is wrong. It's not Shikhva Zera. This is Shikhva Zera. It's Zera that can inseminate a woman. That's Shikhva Zera. According to you, it's not. The discharge of a Zov can't inseminate anybody. So according to you, the Pasuk's wrong. It says clearly, Shikhva Zera, that's what Rashi's quoting. And V'chol Zov, the Rabbos Balkari. It's going to you, it's not true. It's not a Balkari. It has to be a guy that has a discharge like a Zov without an erection, with all those things. Absolutely not true. It can't be pshat. It's an impossibility. Absolutely not true.
Right.
That's a reboy of the Balkari din of a Zov.
Right, once I got to take the phone. I take the phone away, yeah. Go ahead.
The reboy that the Balkari has the din of a Zav vis-a-vis Shiluach, but it doesn't mean that Kari is a Zav vis-a-vis the count of three Riyas.
Well, count is the first Riyah.
We're asking is that no, it doesn't count as the first Riyah, but this Gemara and Psachim isn't talking about vis-a-vis the first Riyah. It's just the reboy vis-a-vis Shiluach and Amachana. And it's saying is that just like a Zav is Nishlach Mena Machana, there's a Reboy that a Keri also has a din of Shilach Mena Machana, just like a Zav.
One second. But look at Rashi, Zav Nami Mitame Ba'ones.
Where's that?
The Rashi, Mitamach Zayin on the Beis.
The top of the Dam.
Nami Mitame Ba'ones.
Right.
Kagon Beria Rishona. She'ein ba elatumas erev, right? That's right. The iskish lishichva zera. The ksiv zosar sazav asher teno shichva zera. Haino rear rishona. Shichva zera is rear rishona. That's the pasuk. Now, is that Shechva Zera or not Shechva Zera?
No, no, it's not Shechva Zera. It's Iskish to Shechva Zera. The yeah, first Riyah is Iskish to Shechva Zera, and the fact that it doesn't need, it could even be bonus. But it's not actually Shechva Zera. They're two different people. There's and then there's Shechva Zera. Just there's a Hekish between them.
Right, that pasuk is what's listing all the different tumas. It's zos taras hazav asher titzim in a shechva zera l'tam avav v'adava b'nidasa v'azav ezova. So there's a hekesh between all the different types of tumas. So since there's a hekesh between zav and shechva zera, you can learn out that the first re'iyah of zov could even be ba'ones. But it doesn't mean that it could even be shechva zera. It's just there's a hekesh which allows you that limud.
I mean, so the first re'iyah has to be the same re'iyah as the other two.
Right.
In the Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, it said when he says, "Harol Keri Enam Mistame Bizov Meis Leish Shariah Zo Shel Zo Mechama Shechva Zerahi." It seems open in the Rambam.
Where are you reading from?
The Mechzuri Kapara Halacha Perek Beis Halacha Gimel.
Oh, Perek Beis. One second. Perek Beis. Hang on. Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. Lost it there, one second. Most of them, hang on one second. Perek Beis.
Yeah.
Perek Beis. Oh, Perek Beis. Yeah. Zav Shabbat, remember you showed me Master. Yeah. The blow buckle should be, right? Matatara, the Tara. I feel a buck be on my tumor. I smell much a Tara.
The
Beis
Gimel.
Of Mechusik
Purim.
Of
Mechusik Kapara.
Where are you reading from? Oh, how are we? Acha Shozav, Ariel Kubal Kari. That's your reading.
Beis Gimel and Mechusar Kapara.
Ariel Kari, Inamatame Bezov Meisleis.
Perek Gimel Wahalacha.
Beis Halacha Gimel.
Beis Halacha Gimel.
Wait, one second. Hello, what Perek Gimel?
Beis. Beis Halacha Gimel.
Halacha Gimel. Oh, okay. Okay, Beis here. Yeah, Harai Kari, Inamatame Bezov Meisleis. Shavia Zov, Shozov, Machmas, Shechazeri. Right, okay.
I'm just saying that the first part of the halacha seems to say that the first zov is, sorry, the first carry is not zov, and that has just a din of carry. It says it's a reinitial zov, but yeah, well, it says that zov comes from carry.
Right, it says haroya carry.
The first from carry.
Sharia Zov Shel Zov Machmas Shechva Zerahi.
Meaning you say that the Zov has to come from Keri, which means that if the first one is Zov, then you never have this din that he's talking about.
Wait, say I don't follow. Say it again.
First, I'm saying that the first Riyah of the Zov has to be Keri. Otherwise, what's the Rambam talking about here?
You're right, 100% right. Right, Keri, Einam Tam Zov Meis Leis. Sharia Zov Shel Zov Machmas Shechva Zerah.
Right,
so it's clear.
But doesn't that show you that Shechva Zera is not good? Because now it'd be impossible.
No, he's right. Haroya Kari, Ein Matama Bezov, Me'es Le'es.
That's it. So you can't even become a Zov.
Sharia Zov, Shel Zovo, Machma Shechva Zera, Kari.
Right, so that doesn't that show you that you can't become a Zov based from the first one being Kari?
No, it shows the opposite. That haroa carry, if a person sees carry, eino mistame bezov meis leis.
That's it. For 24 hours, you're not going to be able to have another re'iyah of zov.
That means you saw carry. It says very clearly, you saw carry, you saw semen.
Right.
Bezov meis leis. Sharia zov shozov machmas shechazeri.
Right.
But so you have the second one, that will then count.
You won't be mitzari if the second one to the Shechva Zera. You won't.
After Eis Leis.
Well, then it's not mitzari. It means that this will never be the first.
What's that? But if you have the first one is Keri. Right, the first one is Keri.
Right. So you can never have a second one from a Zov would not be mitzari to that because it would be within 24 hours and it wouldn't be mitzari.
We say because it's an honest, because it's caused by the Zera. By the carry, not by the ziva.
Right, so it would be impossible to ever have a.
Hang on one second. I gotta plug my finger. Hang on one second. Just one second.
Right, so you're right. So it wouldn't even count as one. Not only is it not number two, it doesn't even count as one.
One second, hang on one second. One second, yeah, one second, hang on.
Wait, so how are you reading the line, Sharia Zoshil Zov Mecham Mashiach Vazarahi? This is a Zov, right?
And he says he sees Kerry, and then 10 hours later, he sees a Zov. So you see, that Zov is nothing.
But this is a case with Me'is L'Eis, though.
Me'is L'Eis.
The long as it's with Me'is L'Eis of the Re'iyah of Keri, that second, that Zov that you see is nothing, has a din of Ones.
After 24 hours.
Within 24 hours, it won't count as a Zov.
No, it will.
I think...
In our time, the Zov, Me'is L'Eis, within
24 hours. Me'is L'Eis. After 24 hours, it won't count.
Oh, doesn't that mean within 24 hours it won't count as a Zov?
What?
Does that mean within 24 hours it won't count as a Zov?
No, after 24 hours. Me'is L'Eis. Ain't a matama mistam bezov me'is L'Eis. Sharia Zov machma shechazeri.
If he were to see a Zov within 24 hours of that carry, that would be considered an Ones, a Re'iyah of Ones, which wouldn't be good for the second time.
I don't follow you.
This is if a Re'iyah of Ones doesn't count as the second Re'iyah, right?
A Re'iyah Ones won't get a second Re'iyah, right?
If you see a Re'iyah of Zov within 24 hours of having emitted Keri, that Re'iyah of Zov will have a din of an Ones and it can't count as a Re'iyah of the second time.
If the second one was an Ones, correct?
Right. So it's just showing you that a Re'iyah, it's just showing you that a Re'iyah of Keri is ma'akev within the next 24 hours of any din of Re'iyah of Ones, that's Machmas Basaro, a Re'iyah of Machmas Basaro of Zov.
So again, so if the first Re'iyah is Shechva Zera.
That's right, that's not even a Re'iyah, that's nothing to do with it. That's not even a Re'iyah. If you see a Re'iyah of Shechva Zera, that's all that is Keri, your Tumas Keri. Now, if you see another case of Zov right then, that wouldn't, doesn't have a din of Re'iyah of Zov of Machmas Basaro, it's only Re'iyah Zov of Ones. I mean, they're not.
And you're saying that's because the fact that he had Keri means that he couldn't have.
One of the things you attribute it to. You attribute that Re'iyah of Zov to the Keri, and that's one of the things you're bodek for. So that it has a din of Ones, Machmas Keri, and that's not a real Zov. Machmas Basaro will be a Re'iyah Zov of Ones because of the Keri. So, I mean, if he saw first Zov, then he had Keri, and then he saw another Zov within 24 hours of the Keri, that second Zov wouldn't be Machas Basara and wouldn't be Mitzarev to make him a Zov. But you know what? Maybe I'm making a mistake. I'm not sure, Chaim Ozer. Maybe I'm just making a mistake.
Just one second. Let me see if I could get the Mishnah out. Hang on one second. This is a Mishnah in... Shane is oven. Mishnah Gimel. One second. I'll get the Mishnah out. I'll get a better clear understanding. Shane is oven. Hang on one second. One second.
Saying the Re'iyah, the second Re'iyah, you'll say was because of Shechva Zera.
Right, exactly right. Whenever you see within 24 hours of the Keri, you'll say it's because of
Shechva Zera. But if you had a real Re'iyah Zov, that's different.
Right, real Re'iyah Zov. Yeah. What do you mean?
How would you know it's real Re'iyah Zov? It's going to be always Tola and the Ones because
right.
The
Shechva Zera. Right.
Wait, so Rabbi Zera, you're reading the Lachash Re'iyah Zoshel Zov, that meaning when he has the Zov within 24 hours, that's from the Shechva Zera. That's not Zov. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. He sees a Zov first on whatever, and then he has, that's number one, a real Zov. I don't even care what that one is, Ones or Machmas Basara, that's one. Then he has Keri that night. And then within 24 hours, he sees another Zov, which normally would be Mitzdarf to the first one, so long as it's not an Ones. But here it can't be Mitzdarf to the first one they saw before the Tumas Keri, the Keri, because as a din of Ones, because there's one of the Shiva Drachim Bodkim and Sazov, Betashmish, that it was, you told it on the Shechva Zera as a din of Ones.
Why do you need the first case of Zov? Why can't you just say that the guy has keri, and then within 24 hours he has zov, and then you just say that that doesn't kick off the zov process.
Okay, I mean that's.
Well, the first one.
Chaim would say something. Oh, yeah, you could. Doesn't matter. But I'm just saying is that the way I would read it is if you say shechazar never is anything. It's just the whole question is: does the din of the zov is the second one onis or machmas pesaro is what's relevant? Because the first one, I don't care if it's onis or machmas pesaro.
Where are you seeing the first one though? I mean, like, are you saying there's like an implied like zov before the halacha?
Well, I'm just saying it's only going to be relevant if there's a first one because this one that you see would be fine as like a first one if you don't care whether it's onis or not. The whole issue is whether it's machmas shech vazera is if you're bodik. But the Rambam says later on, halacha, hey, you're not bodik. So then who cares? You know what I'm saying? If you're not bodik, who cares whether it's onis or not? It doesn't make a difference. Maybe for carbon, it would matter. Yeah, for carbon, it would matter, I guess.
Zavim Mishneh Gimel. Zavim. Tyros. Perek Beis, Mishneh Gimel. Here's the Mishnah. Perek Beis, Mishneh Gimel. Harer Kein, Matan Vazivim Eis Leis.
Are you talking? We don't hear you.
Okay. No, I'm just looking at the Rambam here. One second. Hang on one second.
Yeah, no problem.
Hang on, just one more second. I get the Rambam here. One second. Okay, hang on one more second. Just want to get out one more Perish Mishnayos. One more second. Was it Perek Beis? Yeah, do you have the Mishnayos Kahati? Yeah, okay. Hello, which one do you have? Do you have the Rambam Pirish Mishnayos? Yeah. Do you have Pirish Mishnayos of Zavim?
Pirish Mishnayos, I can get it,
So if you look, you have the Kati Mishnayos.
I don't know the Kati. You mean, I had the Rambam.
Look at the Rambam. Look at the Rambam. Because you see, if you look at the Rambam, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel.
Which Masechta was it?
Masechta Zavim.
Zavim, okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we have Masechta Zavim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. That's the din of the Rambam.
Okay.
Haroa Keri, Eina Mutam B'Zivim, Eis L'Eis. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have the Rambam, Perish Mishnayos?
Yes. Homer,
you have it?
Yeah.
Homer Rabos Yotzim in Amar Zera Delio. She'enu Bashel. Okay. Achis Yishuvah Zera. Okay. This is Vahab Sovum. Some people, a lot of people Sovum. Bizeh Anoshim Marvim Batashmish. Pila Tashmish. Ba'omim. Rofim. They say to doctors. She'er Kashim. Masmidim Yotzim Zera Mehem. Shu Delio Ma'od. It comes out a very funny Zera. Thin, thick, whatever it is. Okay. The Fikach. Therefore. Haroa Keri, the person sees Keri, which is semen, the Roa Zav Achakach, and he sees Zav after this. Ain't a Matama, the Ziva. He's not Matama with the Ziva. The Meshach Esabaram Shells in 24 hours. El Onomim Kizozer, Machmashiva Zera Shakadma. So they say, and it came because of Ones. So he makes it very clear. The first one was Keri, and then he sees the second one within 24 hours, in 24 hours. So no, the second one counts because you could say that the zera of the first one caused the second one. It's always like a choler because a lot of these people suffer from whatever disease he has there. But it means if you see the day afterwards, then it's good. So you see clearly the first one's carried. You see clear, 100% the first one's carried. It's very, very clear. It's 100%. So he's saying if you see the second one, these people have, I don't know, this funny type of zera that comes out. And you see the second one within 24 hours, say the second one was machmas ones, because the first one caused the second one within 24 hours. But after 24 hours, it's not. So you see, it's definitely carry, 100%. That's clear. It's 100%. It's absolutely 100%.
So are we saying that there's a zero from the carry to the first, so call it like the carry to the first zov, that happens after 24 hours?
Right. What happened after 24 hours? Correct. If you look at the Mishnah Skati, he makes you sums up very nicely, man. Same idea. And it's clear. Rabos Balkari means all the Gemara's Rabos, the Pusik, it's Rabos. That's the whole thing. Zov the Rabos Balkari. It's not by, it wouldn't be a Balkari. Wouldn't be Rabos Balkari if it's a certain type of Zim. It should be the Rabos Rishona. It's not. Balkari means Simon. Chol Zov the Rabos Balkari. That's a din Rab Yochanan. Rambam's not Agrav Yochanan. He's going with that din. Mechol Zov, the Rabbos Balkari. The first one was a semen discharge. That's clear. There should have said not Rabbos Balkari. Rabbos what? Rabbos is not Balkari. It's a semen. It's a Zov discharge. You don't do it Balkari. The Gemara is clear. Rashi is clear. The Pasuk is clear. The first discharge is a Keri discharge. And that's what it says. If you see it within 24 hours, then it won't count because you'll say the semen caused the ones. That's not. But Antoinette is good. It's clear. It's 100%.
So what about back in the Rambam, in the Mechzurei Kapara, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, where he says, Echad Aroa Shtei Rios, or Shlosha B'Sha.
I got to find it. Echad Aroa Shtei Rios, or Shlosh, B'Sha Achaz, Ozeh Achazeh, Oshiroa Ria B'chol Yom, Zahazeh, Rezeh Zav.
Right, so it seems like if we're saying from Halacha Gimel, though, that you need to wait from the carry.
The Rambam said over there, the first ones, look at the right. This guy, he's having funny discharges. That's what the Rambam said over there. He went to the doctor, he has funny discharges. So if that's the case, the guy could say there's a funny discharge. So this is causing this is the illness. That's what the Rambam says. The guy went, he says he's seeing these type of discharges. So that's a chole. So this may be causing the second one. But here the Rambam says clear. Stay Rios, Oshlosh Rios, Shahas, so right, Bhoyom Vyom. Hey, listen, and this could be talking about that the first one was remember, it doesn't have to be a Balkari. This doesn't have to be a Balkari. The Rabos Balkari, but it could have three Zivos. It doesn't have to be. A Zov could have three Zivos of non semen. That's for sure.
So we're not saying that every Ria, like every first Ria of a Zov is Keri. We're saying that every carry is technically the first, can be the first meal of a zavza.
That's right.
Okay.
So all that said, done. So I have to look into that last question. It's a good question. I have to look into it. I think we'll stop here. And also I just want to stress that it's very important now that we keep up. Numbers are going up, and people are kind of more and more aware of it. You know, the Haredi papers are getting very nervous. Every day they print out big Isser. No one says what the Isser is. Isser Gadol, the letters are getting bigger and bigger. Isser Gadol, no one says what the Isser is. You see, clearly it can't be an Isser. It's impossible. Tommy Mace could go in the Har HaBayis. Can't go in the Zohar. There's no question about it. And the trouble now is that the Jewish nation is enforcing Islamic law in the Har HaBayis. That no one seems to worry about. I don't see why not. Baruch Hashem, we're working on it. And so we've got to keep the numbers up, and hopefully we'll see change in the Har HaBayis, and hopefully these halachos will be more Nogei L'maisa. But I have to look at that. It's a good child. I have to look into that one. Okay, we'll stop here.
I had one more question.
Yeah.
So then halacha ches then?
Which ches, which perek, what the korbanos, mechusar kapara, kalim, which one, where?
So mechusar kapara, halacha b, sorry, perek b is halacha ches.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, it says, vim hifsek hazav ben riel riel yom gomor einon mitztarfos, right? So you're saying that has to be two zavos, and that meaning that can't be carry and then zav, because he said clearly that if it's carry and zav within 24 hours, then it doesn't count for zav.
If it zav may really be no, he saw Sunday, and next week he saw was on Wednesday.
No, I know, but that means that this halacha can't be talking about carry to zav, right?
Why not? Carry. He saw Sunday carry. Monday he saw Zav. That's good.
No, but we said that. So he's saying here, right? If there's a whole day, right?
He saw Sunday carry and
Tuesday. It's the same thing, right? Yom Gomor and Meis is the same thing.
Again?
Yom Gomor and Meis Leis is the same. Is the same 24-hour period, right?
Correct.
Okay, so in Halacha Gimel, he says that if you have carry and then within 24 hours you have zav, then it doesn't count as zav because it was just a byproduct of the carry, right?
It could be an onus, right?
Okay, so then here he's saying though that if you have a re'ia, which is like not necessarily qualified, and then you have 24-hour period, and then you have another re'ia, then those aren't mistarif.
They're not mistarif, right?
So then how can you have a case where you have carry and then you have a 24-hour
carry on Sunday at 9 o'clock, carry on Sunday 9 o'clock, and Monday 9 o'clock you have a second Ria.
Right. So I guess my question is Halacha Ches talking about Zav and Zav?
Talking about the first, doesn't mean what the first Ria. First could be either carry or Zav. Doesn't make a difference.
If the first Ria is carry, then you can't have carry and Zav within 24 hours of each other, or else it's just the onus from the carry. And if you have more than 24 hours between the first and second Ria, then
have carry 9 o'clock PM. Okay, so until 9 o'clock PM, a second Ria won't count. Right. But on the 25th hour, which is Monday night at 10 o'clock PM, it will count.
Okay, so that's great. That would be great if that was just the only halacha. But then in halacha ches, he says that if there's a whole day between the first and second Ria,
he had one 9 o'clock Sunday night, and the second one was Tuesday night. So you had one day with two days. A day.
Why is it 2 days? It's Yom Gomor.
A day in between.
It's Yom Gomor, though.
Yeah, 25-hour period, nothing happened. You have to have the first period is 24 hours. The next one must follow must be between 24 hours and 1 minute to 48 hours. That's when the next one must be.
Oh, I see. So, okay. So then even though within 24 hours of the carry, the Zav wouldn't be Mistari, if it was within 25th hour to the 48th hour from carry to Zav, then it would count.
Absolutely.
Okay, I see.
And he's saying they're not Mistari if once it's 24 hours apart?
What's that?
Isn't the Rambam saying that they're not mitzdarif once they're more than 24 hours apart?
Correct. You had one Ria on Sunday, 9 o'clock p.m., and the next one was Monday night, 10 o'clock p.m.
But they're not mitzdarif.
Huh?
And they're not mitzdarif.
Then they are not mitzdarif. But if you had one with it, had one Ria 9 o'clock p.m., and the second Ria is... You had one 9 o'clock p.m. Sunday night. Monday night, you had one 10 o'clock p.m. It is Mitzar.
No, doesn't he say it?
It's not real or real.
He has the Ketzer. He says, you saw the first one Shabbos, and then the second one Monday. The second one is Monday, is not Mitzar. He says, Ketzer, Ro Ria Shabbos, that's one, and Ria Shnia B'Sheni B'Shabbos, meaning you have a full day in between.
Right, he is right. He's right. Ria
that's the problem.
Right, a full day in between.
Oh, a full day. I see. Not 24 hours, a full day.
Right.
Right, full day in between.
Oh, I see. Okay, so between the Rios, Yom, I see, okay. There's Yom Gomor between the Rios. Okay, I see. Not from the first to
not
the second.
Not Meis from the first Rios. Not Meis Leis.
Oh, so that's between Meis Leis and Yom Gomor. Okay, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Shach.
Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeshka, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.